This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Very messy AR-500 Armor radio studio, I might add. Well, tonight is Wednesday night, and right now our good buddy Stephen D'Andrilli is out there enjoying really, really authentic croissants somewhere in France. And that leaves I and Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel to do the discussions tonight. Stephen will probably join us sometime later on in the month. I don't know. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Okay. So, Roger and I had a little brief chat to sort of warm ourselves up. We're sort of sitting at an idle here. So, Roger, if you want to rev up and take off, please do.
Yes. First of all, I want to mention that I did speak with Stephen a couple of days ago. He tries to reach me seemingly at odd hours. And I can't always get his phone calls, but he was curious about the gun laws and whether there are, in fact, any gun stores in France. And he was in a small town, and he did actually stop in to a gun store, and he talked to the proprietor, and Stephen indicated, well, he was really surprised. He thought that none of the countries in the EU would even have firearms proprietors. And he said, oh, yes, of course we do. And anyone who wants to go hunting or belong to a sports club, they can apply and they can obtain a rifle. And Stephen started talking with this particular individual. He says, well, that's all well and good. What about for a protection, self-defense? And the guy looked at him and actually got, believe it or not, angry. He says, well, what do you mean? We don't use guns for self-defense. There's very specific uses for them, and that's for legitimate interest. Apparently, using a firearm for your, to protect your own hide is not considered a relevant use. So that, unfortunately, is replicated in most Western nations around the world, and more specifically, those three, which Democrats and particularly Clinton and Obama like to refer to the laws of Australia. And there's also the laws of Canada and Great Britain. I happened to come across a law review article, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into the details of it, but it was very interesting. Basically, the individual who drafted the article, he did his research, and he took apart the Australian laws, the laws of Great Britain dealing with firearms, and those of Canada. And he wanted to, he did it with a purpose to see whether having these very restrictive gun laws in effect had any noticeable statistical significance on reducing crime. And he looked at legitimate studies in all three countries. And these psychologists, statisticians, determined that actually the restrictive firearms laws have done nothing that could be construed as statistically significant in reducing crime, whether by guns or by any other means. And what was interesting in one particular study, a party had talked about, using some of the language in our own kitchen, they're still sensible, they're reasonable, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have them. But that's really beside the point. If the purpose of these laws in those countries was to reduce crime with firearms, then you would think that before you impose such draconian restrictions on the public, that you would know that there is a damn good reason to do so. And which brings us to our own country. One thing that the Democrats and anyone left of the political spectrum would argue, or rather would not point out at all, is really what are the costs involved? Suppose we had an Australian or a Canadian or British type of very stringent restrictions. And in Canada, as it turns out, you know what it costs, Bill, to implement their very detailed and draconian gun law? It was $1 billion. Now, Canada and Great Britain and Australia don't have a Bill of Rights, anything like our Second Amendment. And the very idea of attempting to confiscate a number of firearms, even assuming that it was feasible, which it isn't, and then developing a very detailed federal registration policy implemented probably by the BATF. And then constantly going through that year in and year out, month by month, and attempting to work out the nuances with the states, though you have federalism problems there, I would bet that it would cost several $1 billion to implement a system like they have in any one of those three countries. And then it would cost probably tens of millions of dollars every year to keep that thing running. Now, that's something that no one has bothered to talk about, but they really should. We do have some argument tangentially if you look at New York, because with the assault weapons ban, that was a mainstay of the New York State Act. There was supposed to be re-registration for those particular grandfathered firearms. And as far as I know, that hasn't been really implemented because it would be simply too costly to impose on the state. So just imagine if you were replicating something like that in to the extent that an Australian model was put into effect, what that would cost. And how many government employees that would require, it would just be mind-boggling. And that's just from a pragmatic monetary standpoint alone.
Let me get you to hold up right there, if I may, before you start on the next thought, because we're coming up on the on the first break. And, I do want to make sure that people go check you out at Arbor's Quarrel, although I do want to talk about did you look at the extreme risk protection order that Cuomo is going around New York touting right now?
No, I haven't. I actually didn't take a look at it yet. But
we'll get into that in a minute. I'll get your opinion on that. ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you can find what Roger writes on a daily basis. He's also a featured writer along with Stephen D'Andrilli when he's in country. I think we should always have that qualification. When Steve's in country, And at AmmoLand.com and here on Wednesdays. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, no, that's, I'm not going that route, that's for next segment. Oh, goodness gracious. It's the messy studio doing it to me. Anyway, I'm speaking with Roger Katz, and we're just talking about whatever's on his mind. So, and I slowed you down a little bit. Let me allow you to speed back up, if you will, and we'll get to what I want to ask you about.
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't do that, Bill. Actually, during the break, I did take a look briefly at what Google had in mind. And let's see, June 6, 2018, I'm looking at a regional news report on the Internet. It says Governor Andrew Cuomo has proposed an expansion to his extreme risk protection order bill that would give teachers the power to go to court to prevent a student's access to guns. That's what you're saying. Now, Cuomo said, quote, if a teacher believes there is a troubled student who might be dangerous, that teacher has the legal authority to go to a judge directly. The judge could then determine whether the student needs a mental health exam and whether the student's or their family's gun should be taken away. Now, I don't know if a bill has actually been drafted yet, but what I also did, now let me see if I can get this up here. Apparently there's three states, and that's all, Connecticut and Indiana are two of them, that have these risk assessment laws that they actually put on the book. And looking at the one in Connecticut, it's pretty draconian, it's not at all as bad as what Cuomo was proposing.
Right.
Basically, it says this. The new law, this was in Connecticut, about those individuals identified as risky. It's basically giving the authority to the police. And it works like this. The typical case, and I'm reading from the Law Review article, the typical case begins with a call to the police concerning a person who is thought to pose a risk of harming someone with a gun. The police take the report and must conduct an independent investigation to gather facts that might support a determination of probable cause to believe that, one, a person poses a risk of imminent personal injury to himself or herself or to other individuals. Two, such person possesses one or more firearms. And three, such firearm or firearms are within or upon any place, thing, or person. Now, think about this for a moment. That's pretty precise. And it doesn't happen instantaneously. The police don't simply take a person into custody because someone's complaining that they that this individual might be a danger to himself or herself. Now, if you look at just what I read of this the report that Cuomo has in my bill, there's nothing there about guns. And what's more, you would have to ask yourself, on what basis would a teacher who is not a trained psychologist or psychiatrist would have to determine whether an individual, a student in his or her class, constitutes a threat with two others. Simply that they're acting out, an individual may be autistic, you don't know. But that's an incredible statement for this guy to make. And it just goes to show you that the people like who they don't bother to think through the enormity of what they are proposing. Basically, to turn teachers into shoe flies. Maybe a teacher has an outbreak. You know, I don't like this idea. Maybe he talks to another teacher. Yeah, we ought to do something about it. Let's scare him a little bit. We'll go to the superintendent. We'll tell him this guy is a danger. And he ought to have, there ought to be a mental assessment. But even if a teacher gets to have an ulterior motive, what would be the basis to believe that an individual who does not have any training to determine whether an individual is further in the class of a danger or not to self or others? I mean, it could cause more problems to report that kid. It can be incredibly traumatic. And so I can't imagine I mean, he makes his appeal to the public, and the public says, oh, that's a good thing. And, yeah, it teaches how to be able to make that assessment. And at the same token, we don't want to see teachers on. The public suggesting that a teacher just happens to go packing. Again, in school, if they're not specifically trained, but here he's actually, he would basically sign a bill that a pro forma to make an assessment off the top of his or her head. And require that child undergo a mental assessment. And who would be the party to do that? It's just mind-boggling. It's just absolutely mind-boggling.
Yep. But that seems to be, I mean, there's a lot of pundits out there that would be considered conservative that seem to, because they don't know what they're talking about, they'll
exactly.
Look at the Gun Violence Restraining Order, the Extreme Risk Protection Act, or order, or whatever you want to call these things, and they'll say, well, there may be something to that, because after all, we want to stop the extreme ram. Well, they call them active shooter or whatever. I call them rampage killers, but, I don't like to use the term shooter because this past weekend I was taking a class and all of us there on the firing line were shooters.
took place the two. If you're a shooter, you're a potential basket case.
Right.
And I don't know if that's it's probably not by accident.
Oh no, this is another thing like assault weapon. It's another thing like assault weapon. They're trying to put us all in the one basket.
Right.
So that's one of those things that I try to refrain from. But that's, we'll get in that in the next little bit, and I'll point something out about you to you why I don't like being conflated with the spree shooters or rampage killers. Roger Katz is the principal writer at Arbalest Quarrel. You can find that at arbalestquarrel.com, a featured writer at ammoland.com, and a frequent collaborator here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Currently, the U.S. has just over 28,000 troops stationed in South Korea. President Trump was asked earlier today if a military drawdown from the region was being discussed as part of the talks with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
No, it's not drawn down at all. In fact, honestly, it was never discussed. I'm sure he'd like that. It was never on the table. We sort of understood that was never on the table. With that being understood and you ask me a question like that, I would love to get the military out as soon as we can because it costs a lot of money for us. We don't get paid fully for that military, which, I'll be talking to South Korea about. But we have 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. I'd like to get them home. I would like to, but it is not on the table right now. At the appropriate time, it will be.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said for the second time this year, the interest rate would be going up by a quarter of a point. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with Roger Katz from Arbless Quarrel. I want to tell you the difference between me as a shooter in a class, mm-hmm. in a gunfighting class, and a rampage killer.
Okay.
And it's completely in the preparation. For the class, I had to meet a checklist, and I had to do some traveling. I had to get into a hotel. And then I had to show up and go to class and follow the instructions. And it was all about safety and gunfighting and all those other good things. And it was great. A rampage killer has some other, he has preparation he goes through too. He has, his first stage is called the fantasy stage. And this is where he's daydreaming about killing people. And he idolizes other mass killers, thinking about the news coverage and how he'll be remembered, his legacy, if you will. The second stage is planning. That's when he decides who and how to kill and may talk about his plans. And that's a chance right then and there to try to intervene. This would be somebody who, one of these orders, if, you know, Nicholas Cruz probably, you know, if that's the thing about these orders that actually cracks me up, because every time they get a chance to prevent one, they don't.
They don't, exactly.
Number three is the preparation stage. This is where he gets the weapons and figures out how to use them, and he may even practice with them. Number four is the approach stage, and this is where he actually, you know, it's like a dry run. He'll load everything into the vehicle that he's going to use, or however he's going to get it there, and then he'll go to his location, and he'll time things out and everything. And then number five is where he is implementing it, and four through one, if he is noticed, then he or she can be stopped. Implementation stage, that's when he starts the action. That's when, at that point, the only thing that can be done is you stop the threat, which means you shoot the threat a lot, right, and the threat is neutralized.
Exactly. And it shouldn't have to get to that point. But it's the ultimate fail-safe.
Right.
And it's the very thing that the anti-gun groups are completely opposed to. I was reading the paper, this was a few days ago. Secretary DeVos apparently was called into Congress, called before the Senate, to ask what the federal government is doing to protect schools. And she apparently mentioned some of the work that her department is doing. And Leahy was questioning her about, what are you doing about getting rid of guns? And I believe she stated, well, that's really not the issue here. The issue is to protect the schools. Yes, but what are you doing about getting rid of assault weapons? See, that's the thing. It's just a one-track mind and a one-trick pony. Just get rid of the guns and everything else is going to be take care of itself. And of course it won't. And taking a look at the articles that I've done, the academic articles, very expensive laws in Canada, Great Britain, and Australia have done contrary to some of the quick statistics that the mainstream media will give you when looked at in depth. They've really done nothing. And but it's cost an incredible amount of life. And if we're talking about public safety, then all you have to do is take into account not just the CLEC study, but what the Department of Justice has to say about the number of times, even conservatively, hundreds of thousands in a given year, that an individual is able to protect themselves with a firearm. It doesn't mean that they use the firearm, but just the fact that a criminal, a would-be criminal, sees that the target is not a target at all because he's the target, they step back, they walk away. And yet we never hear about that. All we hear about is just get rid of the guns and everything will be fine. And that's gone to the issue of mental health as well. And one of the points that I, when we were talking this morning, Bill, you know, I don't need the government to protect me from myself. But the government intends to do that, but it won't allow me to protect myself from someone else. So that really in a nutshell is what this is all about. If they talk about mental health and let's say suicide, potential suicide, well, if we take away your gun, you're not going to commit suicide. And we, of course, know that in the last few weeks, there were two celebrities that killed themselves quite successfully by strangulation. And it wasn't through the sophisticated type of hanging that the military might do, where an individual is dropped through a trap door and if the noose is tied correctly, the weight of the fall snaps the individual's neck. But we had Kate Spade and we had Anthony Bourdain, that Stephen had mentioned to me, since he had been in France at the time, that killed themselves through hanging. And I think you mentioned, Bill, that that seems to be a preferred method by which celebrities tend to make use of.
Right.
I was really surprised by that, but clearly if an individual is out to do themselves in, they're going to find a way to do that. But when I was doing some research on this issue, and looking at the statistics, I went back to the Heller case and also looking at the various tests, scrutiny the rational basis and immediate scrutiny, strict scrutiny, and Scalia rejected all of those and said, "Look, we're going to use a category approach and look at common use and the kind of handguns are in common use and they're used for self-defense by millions of people and they're going to be protected by the Second Amendment." And I remember in Breyer's dissent, he was talking about he would like to use an interest balancing test, which Scalia rejected, and the majority rejected outright, because you know that if that's used, the courts are always going to side with the government. But one thing he said was we ought to look at international law. And I was interested in that and looking at this concept of treaties, how treaties are made, to what extent.
Let me get you a hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. And just coincidentally, in case when you're talking about suicide, I know everybody's been talking about suicide with guns and hanging and all this. The United States is in a four-way tie worldwide for 48th with Uganda, Rwanda, and Botswana. For suicides, so in raw numbers. But anyway, Roger Katz, he is, he is the writer at Arbalest Quarrel, featured writer at Ammoland.com, and he comes here every Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Roger Katz, and we have been going all, you know, a few places here and there, if you will. Where would you like to leave this at tonight, sir?
Well, I want to go back to at least briefly to a point when we were talking about suicide. I called that you and said that, look, there was a lot of causes. We have to look at society and culture. And in the article that I had checked out today when I was doing quite a bit of study, looking at Australia and Canada and Great Britain to see whether the implementation of very stringent, restrictive firearms laws had they really any statistically significant impact on reducing homicides and suicides of firearms. And in the British Journal of Criminology, a couple of people, Baker and McBadford, concluded that examination of sudden death categories presented indicate that overall reduction based on use of firearms are tenuous at best. They said the authors noted that the poor reliability of suicide statistics due to the rate of suicide being highly influenced by other societal changes, and that confounds the ability to discern any effect on firearm suicide that may have resulted from the NFA. And they go on to say analysis of firearm homicide statistics reflected a pattern of steady decline in firearm homicide prior to the implementation of the Australian National Firearms Act, which remained on a consistent course after NFA implementation in 1996. So what it really comes down to, and I'm sure that Clinton and Obama and Leahy and Feinstein and all these people, they know this, that they've done their homework, but they simply do not want the citizenry of this country to have firearms. And so they look at every conceivable seemingly commonsensical reason to impose their worldview on everyone else. Looking at mass shootings, which are rampages, as you correctly point out, are very, very rare. As far as school shootings, I think there's only been about those three or four, Columbine, the Santa Fe, the most recent one, Santa Fe, Texas, Newtown, Connecticut, and in Parkland, Florida. And that's really it. And but they go on and on about it. But I wanted to touch a few minutes on this notion of international law, because Breyer talks about that, and Stevens does too, this idea that we've got to bring the American society, our nation, into the 21st century. And apparently that means doing away with the Second Amendment and even curtailing the First Amendment to the extent that a person should not be able to say whatever on their mind, if that would tend to ruffle the feathers of someone else, which is, of course, patently absurd and contrary to our law. But what I found fascinating in recent days, in light of Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and before that, the Trade 7, G7 meeting with the heads of state of the major European countries and Canada, and basically, Trump said, look, we have to take a look at trade policies because we need these policies to be fair. And clearly, Canada and Europe have imposed tariffs that have harmed our businesses, irrespective of what China is doing. And when you think that the attacks on Trump are mostly motivated against his character, which is simply an ad hominem, affecting nothing that he's done, but everything that apparently he is. But what is really going on in the minds of these internationalist billionaires is the fact that they see it and they mention it, that he's a threat to the global order, the international order, the world order, or the new world order, if you will. These expressions are coming out more and more now. And I bring this up to segue into my concern of how international treaties can have a disastrous effect in their own right on our Bill of Rights and on our Second Amendment. Because if no other country, Western country, has anything even minimally similar to our Second Amendment, and we are to look at their philosophy, their laws, in order to revamp our own, then we're going to be in hot water. And the fact is that the international law, as it's referred to by Breyer, doesn't really mean a damn thing unless the Senate has ratified a particular treaty or pact. Think, for example, of the Iran deal. Now, I didn't really bother to think about it, except that it seemed to me that it was a bad deal when Obama had worked this through, apparently with the help of and connivance of the State Department with Clinton, and transferred, I don't know, $150 billion over to Iran, and we've gotten nothing for it. But the point is, there's been a lot of attack on Trump for, both in Europe and in this country, for somehow by basically the way they see it, reneging on a treaty. But it's not really a treaty at all. I was doing some research, and apparently what happened, that before a treaty is given effect in this country, it has to be ratified by the Senate by a two-thirds vote. Or two-thirds a majority. And apparently there were only 42 votes that were supportive of Obama's Iran deal, all right? And there was supposed to be a vote then of the full Senate, but
but the people that wanted it knew that they could not get a two-thirds majority from the Senate. So they decided not to, basically to say nothing and allow an executive order, essentially, is what it was, that was done by the executive department on its own, by Obama. Now, just imagine, if you will, that this is similar to a deal if they, God forbid, we get a Democratic president and he works out some sort of international deal with arms and agrees that, well, semi-automatic weapons are not the kind of weapon that anyone should have anywhere in the world unless you're in the military or in the police. And he or she decides to work up a deal with, let's say, European nations.
We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. That's all right. You were on the roll. I didn't want to interrupt. I had the time to let you continue on with that. Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch Roger's stuff at arbalestquarrel.com. Featured writer at Ammoland.com and weekly contributor here at Lock and Load every Wednesday. Sometimes it's with his partner, the vagabond Stephen DeAndrilli. Sometimes it's alone. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks. See you next week.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
She would have known cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my pops wanted to trust and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.